before whether even after his murder he's called a dover. Okay, day three of Sefirat HaOmer, Daf Nun Chet. We got up to Omer of Hamnuna, right at the end of the sixth line. The Omer of Hamnuna, Haro'eh Uchlusei Yisrael Omer, Boruch Chacham Harazim. One of these brachot, a real brachot, we just don't say, don't mention the Gemara we pointed out before, the Shem HaMalchut, which the Magen Avraham says means, you're not supposed to read with the Shem HaMalchut a bracha. So you make a bracha of Chacham Harazim. Why? Because once you have a chlusi, you have, chlusi means you have 600,000, the same number of people that stood at Kabbalat HaTorah. That's a simen. We know that the Torah was given specifically with 600,000 otiyot. There's all kinds of cheshbonos how you get to that, but that are connected to various deot of those who stood there. And so you say Chacham HaRazim, each one of these people are a little world in themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows is the Chacham of all of these secrets. Uchusei Ovdei Kochavim, if he sees an equivalent number of goyim standing together, Omer, he should say the bracha. We'll see it shows up in a lot of places. Wherever there's a hatzlocha to the umos, you say bosha imchem ma'od chafro yolatchem, that the one who gave birth to you should be embarrassed. Hine acharit goyim midbar tziava arava.
Should run.
What's that?
600,000 goyim should run.
Unfortunately, that's often true too. Why do you say Aroyahu Chlusei Yisrael Meborich Boruch Boruch Chacham HaRazim She'in Da'atam Domeh Zelazeh Ve'in Partzufihem Domim Zelazeh? You have to recognize that each one of these people, in the same way they don't look, they're not precise copies of each other physically, they're not precise copies of each other mentally either, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be Miyache, the idea of all of them as one. Ben Zomar Ra'ahu Chlusa Agavei Ma'aleh Bahar HaBayit. One time Ben Zoma was going up to Harabayit and he saw that there were indeed 600,000 people, and he made the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRazim, and he said, he added, Baruch Shebara Kol Elu L'Shamsheni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these people just for me. Hu Haya Omer, Kami Yigiyot Yaga Adam HaRishon Asher Matzah Pat L'Chol. Imagine if you were Adam HaRishon and needed a piece of bread.
The previous one, what does that mean?
We're in the middle now. Imagine if you were Adam HaRishon, how many, what would you have to go through to eat your first piece of bread? Harisha, Zriya, Katsar, Amar, Dash, Zara, Birer, Tachan, Hirkid, Lash, Hafa. Finally, after doing half of the Malach HaShabbos, you finally get your first piece of bread. Mechukach Achal. And then Vani Mashkima Matzekol Elul Mitukim Lefanai. And every morning, all I do is wake up, and they have the bread delivery truck, right? Drop it right off in front of my house, as if it was made for me. Become Yigiot Yaga Adam Rishon Matzav Atch Matzav Beged Lilvosh. Imagine what Adam would have to go through to buy his first suit. Gazaz Libein Nipetz Tava Arag. Finally, Achakach Matzav Beged Lilvosh. Ani mashkim ha-matzeh metukim lefonai, all I have to do is go to the mall. And kol umot shabtot uvot petach beiti. Not only that, I don't have to go to the mall anymore. I simply go on the internet. I have the entire world right at my door. I click, and it arrives the next morning in FedEx. Ani mashkim ha-matzeh lefonai, from anywhere in the world. So the entire world basically exists that I should get the suit I want without having to be toreach. So do I not have to be mevarech? Hu haya omer, and he would say the same thing is true in between human beings. You have a guest in your home. It's like we are guests in the universe. So reach tov ma'u omer. Kama tirchot tarach balabayit bishvili. Look at everything that the balabayit has done for me. Kama basar hevi lefanai. Kama yayin hevi lefanai. Kama gluskaot hevi lefanai. A whole table full of delicious foods and drinks and so on. Obviously, I'm only one person. I can't be nene from all of this. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, too, he creates an entire universe. There's not that much we can get from it. But nonetheless, it's all there, and it's all there for me. And everything that he was Torah, kol ma shetarach lo tarach ala bishvili. The way that he has to look at it is that because he is now ben nene from all of these tirchot, essentially it's all for him from his point of view. Aval oreach ra ma omer, a guest, a selfish guest, says, ma torach tarach balabayit, what did he do for me? What patachat achalti, all I had was a little piece of bread. I mean, the fact that in order for me to have that piece of bread, he had to be Orech HaShulchan. Or what did I have? I had one piece of meat. I drank one cup of wine out of all of the stuff he brought to the table. But now he did everything for his family. I just happened to walk along, and I was nene. Al Oreach Tov Ma Omer. Now, what does the Pesuk say about an Oreach Tov? Zechor, ki taskifo olo, asher shorhu anashim. You see how great is the pula that it's lifted up into the sky that people see, that he achieved. Al oreach ra aktiv, whereas an oreach ra, lachen yirhu anashim, lo yireh kol chachmei lev. People will see him, he doesn't see. No, there's no chokhmah in the heart to understand what it is that he's looking at. So entire universes are created just for some fool, and nothing, he doesn't pay any attention to it.
Same pasuk.
What's that?
The same pasuk.
Lachin yiru anashim? It's a separate pasuk. Right? It's probably mislabeled in your Gemara. Ish bimei Sha'ul zaken baba anashim. The reason we're bringing this in over here is because Yishai used to go, he was appointed on 600,000 people, so we're bringing in a chlusa Yisrael. So ish bimei Sha'ul zaken baba anashim, omar rav v'item rav zvid. Some say it was Rav Zvid who said it, some say it was Rav Yishai. Zeh Yishai avid David, this is Yishai. Sheyatzab b'chlusa, v'nichnas b'chlusa, v'darash b'chlusa, he was a tsar. to 600,000 of Yisrael. So wherever he went, he was always together with this uchlusim, which has a din of Chacham Arazim. Omar ula naktinan in uchlusa bebavel. The rule is that in Bavel there's no din of uchlusa Yisrael. Tana, in uchlusa pachuta mishishim riba. Furthermore, if you have less than 600,000 people, we'll see this is enormous in my corpus return, we'll get to. But normally you don't have a concept of a chlusa. In Bavel, Bechlal, even a gathering of people, no matter how large, doesn't have the chashivas of a chlusa Yisroel. In Bavel, Bechlal. Tan Rabbanan, Haro'ech Achmei Yisrael Omer, Boruch Shechalak Michochmato Lirei Av. Achmei Obdei Kochadim Omer Baruch Shenatan Michochmato. There's actually a machlokas whether it's supposed to be Lebriotav or Lebasar Vadam. Roya Malchei Yisrael Omer Baruch Shechalak Mikvodo Liyreyav. If he sees Malchei Akum, he says Baruch Shenatan Mikvodo. Here too, the question whether it should be Briotav is our Girsa or Lebasar Vadam, as many of the Rishonim have. So in both cases, we use, when it comes to Yisrael, we use the idea of Chalukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares, and then when he shares, it means that it can be taken away, and it's and that it's when it's mechurba directly. Whereas when it comes to the Akum, it's a netina, something we find to Esav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. That's why by Yaakov Yitain Lecha Elohim, it's only if your roi should be given. Whereas by Esav, it's hine, here it is, yeah, you've got it, whatever it is, it remains yours to use and screw up however you want. Om Rabbi Yochanan, lo'olam nishtadel adam larutz likrat malchei Yisrael. A person should always go to run and to see a melech, malchei Yisrael, but actually it's not even malchei Yisrael. Lo likrat malchei Yisrael, b'vada afilu likrat malchei Akum. She'im yizkeh yavchin bein malchei Yisrael l'malchei ovdei kochavim. If he's zocher, he will see the real difference when Mashiach comes between a true melech Yisrael and malchei Akum. Rav Sheshes was a saginor, he was blind. And nonetheless, Avikahazli Kuli Amala Kabuli Api Malka, when everyone else was going to be Makabel, the king who was coming for a visit, he went along, he got up and he walked along with them. Shaiva is exactly what's considered to be a king. Malchi Yaakov, there are those Shitas who say that a king is Dafka, someone who actually has power of kingship. In other words, he can kill Alpi the Malchus and so on. But Lamaisa, I mean, there are modern Shuvas that say that, first of all, there's no difference between a king and a queen, that's clear. But also that there's no, does not have to be necessarily a monarchy that doesn't have constitutional limits. Could be even a constitutional monarchy. The Yikar Nekuda is Kvod Malachim.
Queen, there's no king.
Yeah, of course. There was actually a psak when Haile Selassie came, he came to the UN, that being as he basically had been stripped of power because of the invasion, Italian invasion, that he didn't have the Chazanish Paskin, he did not have a din of a Melach, but nonetheless, my father, Bezatzal, went, but his father took him, Badafka, to see Haile Selassie at the time. Sorry? Again, I mean, there are those who say that in Achinami, even though the Yikr is the Kvod Malachim. This whole halacha is dependent on Kvod Malachim, say in Achinami. According to that, she would be. It's a Shevet Levi, is it true? The Shevet Levi. Anyway, so Reb Sheshet is going, by the way, a president doesn't have this Kovet concept, even if he does have Kaya. But they don't show him Kvod Malachim does not have a Din of a Melach. It's not really a function. The idea of here is the brachos betukan on the kvodo. It's a concept of the way people honor him. Reb Sheshet Ashkechei, so come by the Reb Sheshet Ashkechei Tzaduki. So a certain Tzaduki who was there and would always get into fights, put down Reb Sheshet again. Shalom via Tzaduki, meaning to. Omarlay, so he said to Reb Sheshet, chatzpi l'nahara, you usually bring a bucket to the river to get water, but kagni, I mean, broken pieces? Laya, what are they doing there? Meaning you can't see anything anyway, so what are you bothering to go see the king for? So Reb Sheshet told him, all right, we'll see. Tachozi di adana tveminach, you'll see that I know better than you. You with your eyes, and me with no eyes, we'll see who knows more. So Cholav Gunda Kamaisha, this whole bunch of soldiers now and guards, come walking in front of the king, Ikahavsha, and everybody starts to shout and hurrah and so on. So the Tzaduki says to Reb Sheshet, the Malka, the king's coming. Reb Sheshet, no way. Loka Ati, there's no king. Sure enough, the king didn't show. Cholav Gunda Tinyana, the next group comes along now waving, their flags and so on. Ikahavsha, everybody is hurrah. Hashta Gazi Malka, the king's here. Amalei Pshesh, no Gazi Malka, the king ain't here. Cholik Tlitoi, the third group now comes along and there's total silence. Ki Kashatka, says Pshesh, okay, now the king's there. Vada Hashta Simalka. Am I sure enough? Amalei Hutsuduki mean Olacha. How do you know? Amalei, the Malchus of the Arkane, Malchus of the Rakia. We know the ideas of Malchus are expressed on earth the way they are. In the Shammai, the other way around is also true. Because we know that Eliyahu was told to stand there at Har Sinai. This is the equivalent of the Gunda. There will be this tremendous wind, shattering wind, will be passing by before Hashem. Lo beruach Hashem. Don't expect anything then. V'yaka ruach rash. After that, the earth will tremble. Lo beruach Hashem. Yes, we don't expect to see anything there. Acha rash eish. Lo beish Hashem. V'yaka eish kol d'mamadaka. And the silence, then you'll see that's the appearance of the Shechina. So kigyasa malka. Pasach Reb Sheshet v'kom v'orach le. And Malach came, Reb Sheshet said the bracha. I understand. Are you making a birchat hariyah on something that you didn't even see? My havi aladah tzaduki. What actually happened to that tzaduki? Some say the chaverim were a group of Persians that were sort of the mafia of Persia, that they took out his eyes to make him like Reb Sheshet. Menasa gal shel atzamot. Reb Sheshet stared at him without eyes and turned him into a pile of bones. Which, if we understand Tanei Nava always, and just like Ayin Hora, not having anything directly to do with eyes, but in other words, to Natan Da'ato Alav, make perfectly good sense. Reb Shila Nagdela Hu Gavah D'Baal Mitzris. Reb Shila, he brought someone into his Bezda, and he gave him Malkus for sleeping with an Egyptian woman. So this guy had a little bit of influence in the government. So he went and he spread around, you know, among the people that were open to rumor mongering that there's this Jewish rabbi and he does all kinds of things all on his own without having any rishus of the king, which was against the law. Shodale priestika, so they sent a group of detectives to arrest him. Shukiata, when they came to Reb Shila, Amar my time in Agdite Lahai, why did you have that guy beaten? Omalu de Baal Chamrata, he slept with a donkey. I didn't think it was necessary to bring a guy like that into court. Amrle Yidlucha Sahabi, when you have witnesses, the guy sleeps with donkeys. Amrle, hey, he and I do. Ate Eliyo, Anmilekin. So Eliyo Navi came and appeared to them like one of them. Liasid, and he testified. So they said to Reb Shila, so how come you only beat him? He should have been killed. Yochibak Talahu. Amarlahu. So he said, look, I mean, that's not my hands, you know. Anan miyume de galina miyarin. From the days that we've been sent into Galut from our land, let lan rishut alamikta. We don't have rishus now to execute. Hatom, might have eaten avidu beibata. I mean, people like you, of course, can do whatever they think is appropriate. So Adamaini Bebedina, as they were now examining in the court what to do with the guy, Patsach Reb Shila v'Amar Lecho Hashem Magdula Gevura, and so on. He read the whole Atiferas and Netzach V'Yahod. And he said over there, Hamam Lachav HaMiknasei Lecho L'Rosh. So they said to him, what are you muttering over there? He said, no, I was saying, Yachi Kamina, Brich Rachmona D'Yav Makusav Ba'ara King Makusav D'Rafiyah. I was blessing the Lord that He gives on earth a malchut that is similar to the malchut in the Shemayim. The Yayev Lachush Sultanan has handed over the power to you guys, Varacham Edina, and the love of the law. They said to each other, my God, this guy's really amazing. Chaviva Lagikrit Malchusa Kulei. He respects the kingdom so much. Yayev Lekuba. So they handed him over a stick that was a sign of the shlita of the law, and they gave him rishus to be dandin. Omer le don dina. Ki avi nothing. So when they left, omer le ahu gavra. That guy says to Reb Shila, oh man, avi rachmano nisa l'shakri. What, God does miracles? This is a miracle. God does miracles to liars like you? You know I never slept with no donkey. What do you mean? Mitzrim are called donkeys. It says, Asher psar kamorim visaram. So it means, for all intents and purposes, you slept with a donkey. So Chazit the Gazil and Meimelu, he saw the guy going, he was going to tell them what he had said. So, the Karinu Chame, that he called them donkeys, basically. Omar, hi, Reide. Okay, this guy's trying to get me killed. So he has a din of a Reide. That somebody's going to come to kill you, you should go kill him first. Of course, as soon as the Shin Bet heard him say the word Rodek, they arrested him on the spot. And that was the end of Reb Shila. He was never heard from again. Actually, in this version. So he decided, Mache Bekupa, he took his stick that was given to the Katli and he killed the guy. Omar Horobi, Sabin Le Nisabai, Crow, since this posik, he was the vehicle of a miracle for me. Darshinale, I'm going to be dereshit completely. L'chashem ha-gidula. Ha-gidula refers to ba'aseh bereshit. V'chinu omer, oseh gedolot ad ein cheter, v'niflot ad ein mispar, which is Eov's description of ba'aseh bereshit. Ha-gvura, is yitzias Mitzrayim. Shinemar v'ayar Yisrael atayad ha-gidula. So there's an expression of great power עד יציאת מצרים. התפארת זו חמה ולבנה שעמדו לו ליהושע, שנאמר וידום השמש וירח עמד עד יקום גוי ויבב and so on. Okay, so this is a getter of Tiferes, because it's the Chama and the Levana are things in which the Tiferes of Hashem are seen. Hanetzach refers to the fall of Rome. Zuma palatash Romi v'chinomer vayez nitzcham al begadai. This is the reference to the destruction of Edom. So it says their Netzach, which is their blood, is a reference to over here, will be splattered over my garments v'chol malbushaya ga'alti.
That's talking about the future or the fall of the
future? It's talking about the future, but it has Ramazim also in there. It's the ultimate fall of Rome. I mean, we don't consider Rome to have fallen yet. Ahod refers to Mechemet Nachalei Arnon. Shenemar al Kenya Amer B'Sefer Milchamot Hashem. Et Vahev B'Sufa. So something that needs to be spoken over and recorded in the Sefer Milchamot Hashem. It's an expression of glory. And that's Hod. Ki kol b'shamayim uva'aretz. Where is it? Shamayim and Aretz together. That's Milchemet Sisra. Because it says over there, min shamayim nilchamu ha'kochavim imisivotam. And lecha Hashem hamam lecha clearly is a reference to Milchemet Amalek, because it says ki yad ha'keseka. And that's the kesei Hashem is only shalem with the destruction of Amalek. So it's the ultimate Milchemet Amalek. V'amitnasei refers to Milchemet Gog u'Magog. V'cheinu omer, hini elecha gog, that's an mitnasi alecha. You are a nasi, and I'm mitnasi and a nasi. Rosh meshech v'tuval. L'chol l'rosh, any head at all, says Rav Chanan bar Rav Avraham Rav Yochanan, means any government post. Afilu resh gargita. Gargita, even if the guy is only in charge of a work gang that digs the water pits under New York streets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be machriz on him in HaShemayim. Min Shemayim Manule. B'matnita Tanah B'Shmei de Rabbi Akiva. In a bright and Rabbi Akiva's name, we darshan it differently. L'cha Hashem HaGedula, this is HaYad HaGedola, is a reference to Kriyat Yamsuf. Givura is a reference to Makat Bechorod, which is Midas Adin. Tiferes is a reference to Matan Torah, which was Mishulash. And Netzach refers to the Netzach of the Yuma, which is Yerushalayim. And Ahod is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in the Beit HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanu, Haro'eh Batei Yisrael. You see that the gears of the roof over here is Batei Knesiyot of Yisrael. B'Yishuvan, meaning that have been rebuilt after the Churban. Omer Baruch Metziv Gavul Almana. So this is a it's bringing back the Almanas Eretz Yisrael after the Shekhinah left it. And so the Batei Knesiyot being rebuilt is now to reestablish the boundaries of the Almana. Now Rashi says over here, Kigon B'Yishuv Bayit Sheni. For some reason people take this to mean Dafka. I have no idea why. And they think that Rashi Shita is that it's Dafka at a time where there's a true yishuv. In other words, there's an actual bayit. And if there's no bayit, it's not considered to be a yishuv. Bichlal. Okay, whether Rashi means that mamish or not, because of that, we don't say this bracha today with a shema malchut, because it's possible that it's not considered to be a yishuv shalim, as long as there's no bayit there.
But for sure it's only an Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, for sure it's only an Eretz Yisrael. The churbanam, if you see the destruction, Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, if you see Bateyov Dekochavim B'Yishuvam, then you should say, Beit Geyim Yisach Hashem V'yatzev Gvul Almana, that the homes of the Geyim, of the arrogant, Hashem should wipe them out, tear them away, and instead rebuild the true boundary of the Almana. The Churbanam, if he sees Batei Avdi Kochavim that have been destroyed, he says, El Nekamot Hashem and Nekamot Afia. Ula and Rav Chista were going along the road once, and they passed by the house, the ruins of the house that was once Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi's mansion. So Nagad Rav Chista Ves, now Rav Chista groans and moans,
Omala Yula, my God, Misnachta, what are you moaning about? Omarav, Anachashovet, Chatzigu Foshel Adam. We know that Rav said that a person who groans like that, it breaks down half of his health. Shemavata ben Adam, Yanech, Bishivron Motnaim. Motnaim is halfway of your body. Rabbi Yochanan says, forget about halfway. It takes away all of your kochot. Av Kogu Foshel Adam. Shinemar, Vayu Kiyom Rua Lecha, Alma Atan Neenach. So you should say, V'amarta o'shmu'a kiva, v'nameis kolev, v'rafucho yadayim, v'chiyata kol ruach, v'chol birkayim telach namayim. I mean, that's everything. What do you leave out? So Ula said, hechi lo esnach, how am I not supposed to moan? Veta da habi be'shiti nafiyata. This was a home that had 60 different chefs in the kitchen. And that was one shift during the day. And they had another 60 chefs on call during the night. They would bake for anybody, anywhere that needed anything. The balabayit would never take his hand out of his pocket. He walked around all day with his hands in his pocket. Why? Maybe an ani from a good family will be embarrassed to take money. And he'll come up, but the Matilava Kisa has to stick his hand in his pocket to take out his wallet. It's an embarrassment. Kamachsiv. Like this, he takes out his hand, gives him a shawl mullet, and his money in his hand. Vesu, Havipitichanai Arba Babilar Baruchataliyah. This mansion had four entrances in every different direction. Vecholdava Ayo Kofin Nafa Kisova. Anybody who came in hungry went out filled. Not only that, but in drought years, they would throw outside chitim and sorim, so that whoever was embarrassed to come and ask, so anybody who didn't want to be seen in the day could creep in at night and take from outside. Now it's turned into a rune. I'm not supposed to moan. Omale. This is part of the Churban. And from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was Charuv, there is a gzera that the homes of Tzadikim should be destroyed. Shneemar, Bozne Hashem Tzivakot, Hashem Bozne Hashem Tzivakot, and it says Hashem Tzivakot, Im lo batim rabim l'shama yiyu, yidolim v'tovim me'en yoshev. So what can you do? Nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan said that Atida Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachziran LeYishuvam, because they're part of the Churban. Shem Hashira Ma'alot David, Abotchim BaHashem KeHar Tzion. What's that KeHar Tzion? MaHar Tzion. Atida Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachziran LeYishuvam. Abatayim SheTzadikim Atida Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachziran LeYishuvam. Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring back the Beit Hamikdash, so too will all of those subsidiary events, the destruction of the Batei Tzadikim. They will all be rebuilt. He saw that Ula was still miserable. He just could not accept the fact that such a thing, such life, should be just turned into a ruin. Omarlo, so he said to Ula, listen, what do you expect? If the Odin doesn't have a home, so why should the Evan have a home? Basically, what you're upset about Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi's home. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a home. Why should Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi have a home? So, Mamela, you can't separate the two and be miserable about what's closer to you when I have to recognize that it makes a great deal of sense. Tana Rabbanan, HaRo'eh Kivrei Yisrael, Omer, Baruch Asher Yatzar Etchem Bedin, V'zan Etchem Bedin, V'chilkel Etchem Bedin, V'asaf Etchem Bedin, V'atid Lakimchem Bedin. Marbrei Ravina adds, "He's b'sayim be'mishmeder Nachman, which is the way we do it. Yodea mispar kuchem. It's not exactly the way we do it, as we switch around the order a little bit. V'atilach yotchem v'kayem etchem baruch b'chayeh hametim. We had the entire nusach of Gvurot from Tefillat Shmona Esrei." Even saying Morida Tal, because we're referring to the Tal of Triyat Amitim, we say that even if it's not the time to tell. And then we see it as part of the Mechaya Amitim Bracha. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haro'et Chaveiro La'achar Shloshim Yom, someone who hasn't seen a friend for 30 days, Omer Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kiyimonu V'Giyonu L'Zman Hazeh. If you haven't seen him for 12 months, La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, Omer Baruch Mechaya Amitim, because it's like he's dead. Because after 12 months, person basically, so you only need to be machris for 12 months to find an aveda. After that, it's kechli oved, there's no longer a drisha. So you see somebody after 12 months, it's as if to you he was dead. And now he suddenly came back alive. This bracha is not very much not norub bizman hazeh because of mail and email, and telephones, and so on. So there's no real nishkecha mi'alev because people are in touch at all times. There's even a shaila whether to say the shechiyano because you're basically always in touch with everyone. I mean, anybody's got a cell phone, you're in touch with anyone on the planet instantly. So how could he be outside of here? It's as if he was living next door. You didn't see him for 30 days, but living next door.
It's not chaveiro.
That's another problem, unfortunately. But I mean, it can happen if lamaisa. But they posked it if somebody was in a matzav sakana, if somebody was in a war or something. Somebody is sent into the shtachim, he hadn't heard from 30 days. But there ain't a chinami. You should say more than because that it was real worry about when it was all over Garlo, and there's a real simcha, and he was out of touch. Rav Pop and Rav Unna Bredi Yehoshua were walking along on the road, and they bump into Rav Chanina Bredi Ravika. So they were so excited to meet Rav Chanina Bredi Ravika, they said to him, you know, Bahari de Chazinach, when we saw you coming, we said three brachas. Baruch asher chalak b'chokhmato l'reya, Baruch shechiyanu, when I say three, tarte, Baruch asher chalak b'chokhmato l'reya, and shechiyanu. By the way, is a shaila what level of chokhmah a person is supposed to say bracha? Maybe bizman hazeh we don't have such a level of chachomim and so on. There was a maysa made the upana from Baran. He was mevarach on the Kazanish, chacham. The Baruch of Sheikh Galak Michach Matar. And I mean, the story goes that the Chazanish smiled. And he wasn't Mochet. It's recorded in the books about the Chazanish. But I don't know how much that proves, but Lamaisa, there's also a rumor that he tainted that you could, the Chazanish said you could make a Rav Kinevsky and be able to make such a book. So.
Shem
Malchus was saying that? Yeah, he said it for Shem Malchus. So that's all, it's all relative.
There's Jonathan Sachs was giving a lecture at Connecticut, a Jewish guy.
Yeah, fantastic story.
Wrote some high level, I thought, academic books, but there seemed to be a little conflict, the rabbi and the very secular guy.
No, he was going to tear him apart. Rabbi Sachs ended up Lamaisa tearing the guy apart, but he first disarmed him. I know, yeah. Huh. There were other people there. I heard about it.
So Rabbi Sachs to sort of disarm everything, makes a bracha, and this guy says, you're such a genius, and I've learned so much from your books, makes the bracha, and the guy's chuck was so.
But without Shem Amal.
That's
fantastic. I thought it was brilliant. Amar Rabbi Chanina said, listen, Ana Nami Kivan de Chastinu, when I saw you, I was so nispoiled that Chashavtinenchu Ilui Kishit and Ribon Beis Yisrael. I held that the two of you were the equivalent of 600,000 people. Uvarchin Alecha Tuasa, I made three brachas on you. I said these two brachas, plus the Baruch Chacham HaRazim, from which many paskin, that if there's a person who has an extraordinary chacham, that is the equivalent of a Chulusa Yisrael, you can make this bracha. And Beis Yosef is very surprised that, I mean, why is it the Rif leaves it, Rambam leaves it out? But Lemaisa, I mean, obviously the Rambam was reading the following Gemara as follows. Amrulei chachimas kulei hain, like you're such a smart aleck. Yavi beinayav v'shachis. They looked at him and he dropped it. That was the end of poor Rabbi Chanina, Ravinka. In other words, they did not think that this was a very smart thing to say. He died. Hashem, he died. So, I mean, there's a shayla where some say that that it was b'loshen nechusa. The truth is, it's always this loshen all over the Gemara is disapproval. For some reason, the Beis Yosef held like those Rishonim who said that you actually should make such a brach. Om Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, haroeta bohakanim, omer baruch mishanei habriyot. If you see someone who is intensely freckled in a rare way, you say baruch mishanei habriyot. Is that true? Doesn't it say meisve? Roeta kushi, someone who sees a black person, eta gichor, you see a red-skinned person, or an albino, a lafkan, or eta kapach, you see someone who's extremely tall, or a nanas, somebody who's very short, there's Adronikas. I'm not sure what an Adronikas is. I don't know how they explain Adronikas. I mean, there's a lot of guesses about Adronikas, but
it says with person with warts.
I don't know. I can't figure out the root of the word. Say a person who's covered with boils. Or, I don't know. Omer. I mean, I don't know. Like what it's for. What syndrome it's referring to? Huh?
Three different definitions.
Oh, it says three things.
Yeah.
What are they? They also don't.
Left lip.
Left, yeah, left, broken mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it might be. I mean, one of Rashi's loshes is pivakum, which might be a cleft lip. I'm not sure what it means either. Omer baruch mishaneh et habriot, et akitea, et asuma, et ptuyeh harosh, et achiger, et amukashkin, et aboakanim. Omer baruch dayan emet. If you see somebody who's an amputee, or he's blind, or he's p'tuyei ha-rosh. And this p'tuyei ha-rosh is a fascinating thing. The p'tuyei ha-rosh, the Rishonim over here says, Rashi says his hair all became one. His hair got stuck one with the other. And it turned into a single, like, felt cover. And, you know, this is something that nobody has ever heard of. And I'll tell you, amazing, my son. I was talking to my grandmother once. And, you know, she told me, she used the Yiddish word, you know, about a guy back in her hometown that had an illness. I said, what's that? She said, you know, when your hair gets all stuck together, it's all one thing. I said, what are you talking about? I mean, really is such a thing. She says, what do you mean? We used to have it all the time. You mean they don't have it anymore? It's amazing. So I don't know what the heck this is. But
no, it's dreadlocks.
I guess it's coming back into style. It's true. So, but anyway, in any event, this was considered to be quite a problem. And okay, but it includes over here Barakanim. Barakanim, it says you should say Barodayanana. It's obviously only if it bothers you. I mean, it's someone that you care about. But in any event, it does not say Mishaneh at HaBriyot and Bo'akanim. How do you explain that? Lokasha, Ami Me'imo, HaBatadit Yalid. One is talking about where he's a congenital, it's a congenital problem, which is a Bo'ak. Over there, it's Mishaneh HaBriyot. Obviously, somebody who turned into Michael Jackson or something later on in life, you know, so on that you say Bo'ak Dynamis. No, that really is a skin condition, you know. So, there, you know, it's an illness. It's not Mishaneh HaBriyot from birth. Briyot have to be from birth. Dekanami, you tell me, do you have to on? I mean, notice it puts it together with someone who's an amputee. It's not put together with anything that was congenital. Shmami. Tana Rabbanan, we had before, how appeal, kof, kifuf, you say Mishaneh HaBriyot. Ra'a Briyot tovot, v'ilanot tovot, omer, Boruch shekachalo ba'olamo. These are things that make you respond with tremendous excitement. You know, there's something so beautiful. It moves you. It moves you. Should be mevorach on.
Not necessarily people.
No, for sure not. It says you're not.
It's
a question what the gear says, whether it's a lemur or it's some type of bat. There's different ways. Of, we talked about it before. Is it kippod? Is it kifuf? Before we had kippod. Ala zikin. My zikin, what exactly are these zikin? Amashmul kochova de shavit. It's basically a shooting star. I got to tell you that I am such an excellent astronomer that I know basically the star charts as well as I know the alleys in the Arda. The only thing I do not have the least idea what it's about are these shooting stars. I don't know where the heck they're coming from. I don't know what they are. They don't belong anywhere. And they just show up. Most learn our shooting stars as they go. And there's some who say that, yeah. The lo yadana mai mihu. The gemir de lo avar kisla. We learn that we have a Kabbalah, that they never passed through the constellation of Kisla, Ksil. And I'm not sure what these, I don't know, how do they have English? Well, it's not going to work out too good for the Gemara coming up. So, the Iovar Kisla Chorav Alma, if they actually would, then the world would be destroyed, because that could only be some star too close to us going nova. That would be the end of us. So it's not a good idea. But Hakachazina Dova, I understand. We see that all the time. There was always, again, either shooting stars or comets. I mean, I think Lamaisa, Lahalocha, if it's a impressive comet, and Mavorach on a comet too. Don't we see all the time that there are such things? No. Ziva Huda Avar. That's just basically lighting in the atmosphere. That's a flash. That since it's not three dimensional, obviously, where you're standing, it looks like it's going through a Kisla, but it's has nothing to do with Kisla. Mischazi, can you over? It looks like it's passing by.
Much further away, though.
It's close to the Earth. It's within the atmosphere, and it looks like it's going through a constellation, but it has nothing to do with the constellation.
It says something different in the
article. I'm sure it does.
Something about villainous torn and...
No, we're not up to there yet. Ravuna Bereder of Yeshua gives a different explanation. He says it's the Vilonu de Mikarea. This is Umigalgel is a little bit weird. The Rishonim don't have it. The Mashmaut is that it's Mischazia Nuhura. In other words, it's not Migalgel, but it's the Galgal. So it's Machzik Nuhura de Rakia. If you have a slit in the covering of the Galgal, so that's because basically the universe ought to be completely light, right? There's so many points of light out there, why isn't everything light? Old Meg's question. It's one of the original rayas. Exactly. It's one of the original rayas that the universe, that space can't be infinite. Because if space were infinite, then there should be every single spot in the sky basically ends in a star somewhere.
Like the light spread infinitely?
Even if it's a pinpoint. If space and the galaxies would go on forever, and there should be no dark area in the sky.
Assuming at every distance, even far, far away, it would fill in that little spot, even if it was...
Well, if it's infinite, by definition, it would have to.
It would, but could you see it, though, still?
No spot that wouldn't have energy.
Right.
Because if it's really infinite, then obviously,
it's 10 billion years old, and it's 15 billion light years away, then it would reach you yet for another 5 billion years, that particular spot.
I didn't know about inflation at that time. Yeah, it was one of the original riots. Obviously, because space is filled with all kinds of junk and dirt, and then most of the light actually is absorbed, it's no longer as much of a riot. But a lot of areas that appear dark to us are actually quite light. So this is like a tear through the Vilon, in which you can see light coming from behind. And it's momentary, so it looks like it's a thing that's moving. But it's not a thing that's moving at all. Ravash Yama, Kochova Hudaoka Mehar Gisa the Kisla, because of the Chavri Mehar Gisa, actually, it's not what you're saying. It is actually part of Ksil, but what it is the effect of two stars that are close enough to each other so that matter is going from one star to the other without either star going nova. Therefore, it doesn't have a bad impact on us. It's a local phenomenon, but it certainly makes a lot of noise. So you can see a brightening in that area. Umivis, the star gets terrified. So Mirsikaban de Yavar, it's also a pretty common phenomenon. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel points out a contradiction in Psukim. On the one hand, it says, Ose Osh Ksil Vechima. On the other hand, it says, Osa Chima Vechsil. Now, which is more harsh? Ksil to Chima or Chima to Ksil? How do they translate Chima?
Chima.
Nothing.
This is a pasuk from Amos. They don't translate. Okay, it's very hard.
Nope.
It isn't really key. Well, it's chima. It's chima only when it comes after a chibur. Madanot chima, but it's osei chima. Right, but it's they say Orion, but it's not. It's not. So, okay, so what's the answer to this? Which one is more chomer? Actually, they are of similar consequence. The point is that you need to have a balance between them. Because il mole chama shel ksil, non itkayem olam b'dei tzina shel chima. Il mole tzina shel chima, non itkayem olam b'dei chama shel ksil. Basically, they balance each other. The impact of the power of heat in the world comes from one, and the cold in the world comes from the other. And therefore, you have to have them balanced out. And so the pasuk hints to you at the balance of these powers. The Gemara, we furthermore have a Kabbalah that ilav uktza the akrova, the manach v'nahar dinor. If you wouldn't have, again, there's confusion as to what the akrova is over here, because, I mean, b'parshat, you would think it's Scorpio. But Rashi gets this mixed up later on with other constellations. But if Scorpio's tail wouldn't be dipped in the Milky Way, which we use as the Nahar Remes to the Nahar Dinor, which is it's the stream of fire that issues from in front of the Kisei, then Komanda Vitrikalei Akrovalo Havichai, anyone who would have been stung by a scorpion would never have been able to live. But since Scorpio's tail is embedded in the Har Dinor, boy, that calms him down, let me tell you. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referring to when he told Iyov, what are you so getting so hot under the collar for, buddy? Hatikasher ma'adanot kima? Are you the guy who's going to tie up the parts of kima? Omoshchot ksil tefateach? You're the one who's now going to be the one who will develop that which comes from the ksil, forget about it. You don't know what you're talking about anyway. What is the meaning of the word kima? Or mashmul kimeya. Kima essentially has approximately, it's made of 100 stars. Amrlei de michtav, approximately 100 stars. Some say 100 stars that are very close together, and they give you this nebula. Amrlei de mevadron, others say that they're spread out to 100 different stars. And what is the meaning of Ash? We refer to Ayish Albanea, which we call also, these are small constellations, not major constellations. How do they translate Ash, or do they?
No.
No translation. All right. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ash is Utah. And that's the Mormons, that's where they come from. Why Utah? Amri Lev's enough. What's that? Yeah. So Amrilay, it's enough to land. So now the problem is that Utah comes between the Tle and the Egla. So you have now a question of what is it part of. So some say Utah is part of the tail of Tle, and some say it's part of the head of Egla. It's more reasonable that it's actually part of the larger constellation of Tle. al the Aish. Aish al bonea tanchem. So apparently Aish is tanchem, a lotion of leading. So Aish al bonea tanchem is mashma, that she's like following across Chasera. She's missing her children, and she's mischazer keptar for the Torah. It looks as if something grew up over there, over a hole that was once there. And the reason that she follows, Haida Asla Batra, the Armala Havli Bona, give me back my children. So it looks as if she's following along to recapture the children that were lost. If there were two Kokavim that were taken out according to the Medrash, B'sha'ash HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'kesh Lavi Mabu Le'olam Natal Shnei Kochavim Mikima Levi Mabu Le'olam. Taking out those two Kochavim caused a Mabu, U'b'sha B'kesh L'sotma, when it was time to stop the Mabu, Natal Shnei Kochavim Mi'ayish. So two Kochavim were taken out of Ayish and were used to be Sotem, the area that once had been controlled by Kima. Says the Gemara, why not just put the Kochavim back where they were and put them into Kiba, everything will be okay? No, because Ein Abor Mitmalei Mechuyato, as we saw earlier, the Sugya of David HaMelech, once you take out the dirt from a bor, you can't fill it back up again with the same dirt that you took out. There's a raya to one of the approaches in that Sugya from here. Inani Ein Kategor Das Esanegor. If we use these stars to bring a marble, how could we use these stars to now be Marapa the marble? So just create two new stars. What's the problem? God's got a problem. Libera trico faviachrini. I thought stars are a dime a dozen. No. Ein ko chadash takas hashemesh. Once it's over, it's over. Omra nachman atid hakadosh baruch hu lachziran la. Actually, hakadosh baruch hu is going to ultimately return the missing children to poor Ayish. Shenemar v'Ayish al Banea, here we're darshaning a tanchem, lashon of nichumim, rather than tanchem will constantly be walking after. Can't offer you that much hope on this particular sugi.
It's like the anthropic principle.
What's that? I know the anthropic principle. What does this have to do with
the whole world? The whole universe.